We continue counting down to first pitch on the Sarpy County Tourism Pregame Show, getting set for the fourth of a six-game series this week in Columbus between the Storm Chasers and the Clippers. Catching up with the winning pitcher from yesterday's game, Cole Reagans. Cole, five scoreless innings, six strikeouts. Take me through how you felt about your performance yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like I kept them off balance for the most part. Mixed well, been working on a slider. Felt like it took a big step yesterday. Obviously, a few walks mixed in there, but worked through it. You know, got the outs, made the pitches when I needed to make, you know, a big pitch. You know, go out there, try to give my team a chance to win. I've thrown to Porter every time I've been here. He's great. Don't shake very much. He's really good at calling a game, really good defensively. I mean, he makes it a lot easier.
How do you battle through a game yesterday where it's so hot and humid? It almost looked like it was kind of sweaty, or you were struggling to get a grip on the ball at times late?
Yeah, I mean, rosin, you know, come into the dugout, drink it, try to stay hydrated, you know, wipe all the sweat off. I felt like I jumped in a pool and then walked out to the mound a few times. But, you know, we got through it. Had to take a little rag out there at one point there towards the end of the outing, but got to find a way to get through it.
It's got to feel good to be able to get through five scoreless innings, keep them off the board, being able to overcome, I shouldn't say struggles, but overcome things like that. Feel good getting out of the outing?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, there's going to be outings every year, you know, where you kind of struggle with a few things. It's just how do you work through it? What do you do? What adjustments do you make throughout the outing? That kind of stuff.
We continue counting down to first pitch on the Sarpy County Tourism Pregame Show, visiting with Storm Chasers pitcher Cole Reagans. Take me back to the moment that you were traded from Texas to Kansas City. How did you find out? What was your reaction in that moment?
I'd actually just gotten called back up with Texas. Went through a normal day, showed up to the field, went out, stretched, throw, you know. Came back inside, and I was messing around with some of the guys in the locker room, and got told that Boach and CY wanted to see me in Boach's office, and so went in there, and you know, they told me what happened, and then, you know, from there, got some phone calls from JJ and Q and all them, and, you know, got on a flight and flew to Omaha the next day.
You were in a game pretty quickly. You pitched against Iowa just a couple of days later. You took a loss in that game, but a good bounce back pitching in Gwinnett. What kind of adjustments were you trying to make from that first start to the second start with the Storm Chasers?
Yeah, I mean, first outing, it was just, fifth inning kind of got away from me, left some, you know, pitches over the plate, and they made me pay. That's what good hitters do, especially at these levels. And so, yeah, just more so trying to make quality pitches, execute my pitches, and go from there.
What are some of those things that happen in a trade that fans may not typically think about, things that you and your family are going through?
My wife travels with me, so I mean, we have all of our belongings with us. I'd been in AAA. I started the year up with Texas, got optioned to AAA, so like my truck's in Round Rock. I'd just gotten called back up, and AAA was on the road, so she's in Dallas with her car, my truck's in Round Rock, and then we're getting called up, and I'm going to Omaha. Then we're, you know, we have things in three different cities in the U.S., so just trying to get everything, you know, all back together, packed up, back in one place. It's a lot at one time, but, you know, it finds its way.
Almost convenient time and have the All-Star break a couple of weeks after. Did you use that time to kind of get settled in a bit more?
Yeah, 100%. My wife, actually, when I got traded and came to Omaha, my wife, she stayed back in Dallas and finished packing up our place there, and then we shipped her car home to Florida with majority of our stuff, and she went ahead and went home as well through the All-Star break, and then after the All-Star break, she came back to Omaha with me. But that way, it was just she could get a breather, you know, relax, be in one place for, quite a few days. And that way we could, unload the stuff. We realize, all right, we don't need this much stuff. Like, we can leave it at home, that kind of stuff.
We continue counting down to first pitch on the Sarpy County Tourism Pregame Show, visiting with Cole Reagans. How did you feel about your outing against the Tampa Bay Rays? You got called up for the second game of that doubleheader. Looked like you were pretty amped up. The fastball was touching 99 a couple of times. How did you feel about your performance there?
Yeah, I know. It felt good. I mean, it felt like I was a debut all over again, all the nerves and jitters and everything. I mean, Tampa's a really good team. Everybody knows that. So just more so of, you know, trusting my stuff, trusting my catcher, and, trying to execute to the best of my ability.
You've been a starter most of your life, but began this year in the Rangers bullpen. What has the process been like building back up to being a starter again, a place that you've been familiar with after kind of starting in different territory to begin the season?
Yeah, I mean, two completely different routines throughout the, you know, each day-to-day, week-to-week, outing-to-outing, that kind of stuff. So it's just kind of you know, adjusting my routine back to where it was when I was starting and, you know, getting back into that kind of swing of things.
We wind down our time visiting with Cole Reagans here on the Sarpy County Tourism Pregame Show, getting set for tonight's 6:05 Central, 7:05 Eastern first pitch between Omaha and Columbus. Last thing I'll ask before I let you go, how's the adjustment been to this Storm Chasers team? What have been your impressions of the Chasers, the Royals, just impressions over the last month?
Yeah, I know. I mean, everybody's made it a super easy transition. You know, I've played against a bunch of the guys just, you know, spring training. I mean, we share a complex. Rangers, Royals play each other a lot. Double A with Frisco and Arkansas being in the same Texas league, you know, playing these guys. So obviously getting to know everybody, but everybody's made a super easy transition. So not bad at all.
Well, Cole, I appreciate the time. Best of luck the rest of the season, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be back with starting lineups and first pitch after this on the Sarpy County Tourism Pregame Show.